Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks once again for joining me on this snowy weekend. This one might punch you in the nose a little bit. I like things that are so blunt and so direct that they punch me in the nose and they make me think and they make me get out of my current way of thinking. The men who have the most satisfying, fulfilling sex lives are the ones who already have a great life. What does that even mean to have a great life? It means, first of all, stop trying to have a great life by having sex. Usually when we're mopey and whiny and we're nervous and we're angry and we're unfulfilled, we think by having sex, everything will be great. Well, I'm here to tell you, I'll send you $1,000. Don't take me up on this. But I could send you $1,000 and have you go out and have $1,000 worth of sex. Paid sex, sure. But I can bet you if you had $1,000 worth of sex, you would not wake up any happier tomorrow. So let's talk about turn on. If you want your wife to be turned on for you, if you want more sex in your life, but you don't already have a great life, then what's the point? Why would she want to have sex with somebody who is not already turned on by other things? What I mean is, are you turned on by your career or your business? Do you feel turned on about being a parent? Do you feel turned on about the friendships you have? Do you feel turned on about what you're trying to create in this life before your 90th birthday? Do you feel turned on in your own body by yourself when nobody's watching? So when I say, do you want to have a great sex life or do you want to have a great life that includes sex, what I'm trying to say is that we all have the responsibility to realize that nobody is going to want to have sex with us if we are not properly turned on. And it is not properly turned on to expect your wife or girlfriend to fulfill you with sex just because you want sex. That normally comes from a lack of turn on. When you're turned off with life, with your job, with your kids, with your friends, and you're feeling turned off and you're thinking that having sex will fix that, that is the least attractive energy you could possibly bring into a relationship. And you may think, well, doesn't she owe me? Don't I deserve to have sex? Aren't I entitled to have sex in my marriage? Isn't that part of the contract? Well, hell no, it's not. You can't expect another human being to be turned on by you when you are not turned on by you. I'll say that again. You can't expect another person to be turned on by you when you are not turned on by you. Now, I'm looking in the camera and I'm talking to myself. I have to tell myself this repeatedly because just like you, I can get in pissy, mopey moods. It's freezing today. I'm cold. I'm achy. I'm pissed off. The dog threw up on the rug. Whatever. If you are in a turned off state inside your own mind and body, you cannot expect somebody to make up that deficit for you by giving you sex. That's my message today. It's the punch in the nose I most needed to hear, and I hope maybe that helps you too. Find your turn on. That's an inside job. Have a great weekend. Take care, brother.